All right, let's try this over. It's Tuesday. I'm here a little early. We'll get life figured out. Like I said, 40 seems to be hitting pretty hard today. So
like a truck.
Like a truck, a freight truck. So as you can tell, I am not alone here in studio. I have the lieutenant from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol, Lieutenant Christian Perrin. Look, I got your name right today. Look at me go.
Good job. We're making progress.
It's I get a gold star.
It's only been a couple months, but we'll get there. Well, good morning.
Good morning. Look, I'm even getting pleasantries today. I am on top of my game.
Got to be nice on the birthdays.
Thanks. I know it's hard.
Yes.
And even though the weather isn't exactly model for motorcycling today, we're going to talk about motorcycle safety because I know I've seen quite a few out on the roadways. We've had some beautiful days for it in between the rain and the storms and all the other things that we've dealt with this spring so far. So you've got some stats, some fun numbers, some safety information for folks.
Yep. Well, as you said, the weather's getting nicer, so you're going to see a lot more motorcycles out on the road, especially down here in Holmes County with all the wonderful sightseeing there is to see in the area. But yeah, just a couple of quick reminders that Ohio law does require helmets for riders under the age of 18 and for those with less than 1 year of motorcycle experience, and that also motorcycle passengers must also wear their helmets when the driver is required to do so. And that actually 53% of all motorcyclists and at-fault crashes did not have their motorcycle license or endorsement. So it's very important to go and get that training and be licensed when you're on that motorcycle. And there's plenty of opportunities out there for you to go and get some classes, go through like Drive Ohio, and then there's plenty of resources for you to make sure that you're driving safely and know what you're doing while you're operating the motorcycle.
Because while you're driving a motorcycle is very different than driving a car. So you can't just be like, well, I can drive a car, I can drive a motorcycle.
Yeah, and I can't stress that even if you're an experienced rider, a lot of the times we will see the most experienced riders, they've been riding for the majority of their lives, but they're not wearing helmets. And it's not always the motorcyclist that's at fault in the crash. So you always have to be prepared for those other individuals that aren't paying attention. And if you're even not the at fault, you want to be wearing that helmet because it will save your life.
Well, because in a car, you've got the whole car around you. In a motorcycle, you don't got anything.
So over the last 5 years, 68% of motorcyclists killed and 63% of motorcyclists who were seriously injured in crashes were not wearing a helmet.
Yeah, when head meets road, it helps to have helmet between head and road.
Right, and just to show you what I was talking about, of those motorcycle crashes and where people were killed in a motorcycle crash, 42% of those fatal crashes were not the motorcyclist's fault or were the motorcyclist's fault. So a lot of those crashes that are happening, it's not the motorcyclist's fault. So that goes to show you need to make sure that you're paying attention when you're riding too and wear that helmet.
It's so important to be diligent. And, you know, we talk about it in a car, like it's important to be aware of other people's driving in a car, but it's even more so important to be aware of other people's driving in a motorcycle.
Yes, and especially here in Wayne and Holmes County, over the last 5 years, so from 2020 to 2024, Wayne County saw 175 motorcycle crashes and Holmes County saw 81 motorcycle crashes. So we do deal with quite a few motorcycle crashes in this area, not as much as, say, Cuyahoga County, which saw 1,700 motorcycle crashes, but we have a lot less traffic down here. And we have those nice windy roads. So watch your speed going around those curves and pay attention. Keep your head up.
Beautiful driving, but you got to be a little cautious.
And anticipate, if you're operating your motorcycle, anticipate that somebody's not going to see you. So if they're coming up to a stop sign, maybe they're going to pull out in front of you. Who knows? So be prepared to make those evasive maneuvers. And that defensive driving is very, very, very important on a motorcycle.
Did you say operating?
Yes.
Operatoring?
No, I said operating. She's going to have a new song for you by next week. I think there was a seatbelt song in the works, so it's going to be.
There is still a seatbelt song in the works. It has half the lyrics. I think I sent you.
Did I say operatoring?
Yeah.
No, it makes sense in my head. So, but no, be safe. Ride safe.
Have your headlight on. But also, people in cars. We may be talking mostly to motorcycle drivers. People in cars need to be extra diligent too. Don't ride too close to those motorcycles. Give them some space.
Yes, and wear your helmets. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive on a motorcycle. There's so many more variables than in a car. Don't drink and drive in a car, but definitely don't drink and drive.
As tempting as it is with those poker runs, like, just be safe.
Right.
Be safe. That's what we're trying to do here. Keep everybody safe here in Holmes County.
Yeah, but as always, take care. Hope everybody has a good day.
That's a fantastic Tuesday. We've got Hometown Sports coming up. We're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back with more on WKLM.